This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Here we go into a new day, and as we get into this day, one of the most practical things you can do in life is take time with God and open up your Bible. Sometimes people have this preconception about the Bible that it's all this kind of airy-fairy theology and weird things that some monk would sit alone in a room and think about and all of these kinds of things, and that it's so far removed from real life, when in reality, the Bible is all about real life. The people that the Bible talks about are real people. It's all over the pages of the Bible. Their failings, their weaknesses, their anger, their problems, their disobedience to God, how God reacted to them, the lessons they learned, all of this, it's real life in the Bible. And when the Bible gives us principles, they're principles for life. They're not just abstract concepts to think about and come to some big theological discussion about. The Bible is real life. The most practical thing you can do is take some time each day at the beginning of your day, open your Bible and say, God, guide me in my life. Change my way of thinking about life, of reacting to life, of responding to people and to circumstances. I want you at the center of my life. Because when God is at the center of your life, that's when your life is going the right way. But we're talking about anger this week, and what could be a more practical issue than that? Almost every day you have to deal with feelings of anger, don't you? And so the Bible speaks to that. And in Proverbs chapter 22, verses 24 and 25, the Bible gives us some instruction. Listen to what it says. Do not associate with a man given to anger, or go with a hot-tempered man, lest you learn his ways and find a snare for yourself. Well, anger wreaks havoc, doesn't it? It wreaks havoc with you physically. You become a stressed-out person, you can't sleep well, you're always uptight, and it wreaks havoc with you emotionally as a person. There is no peace in the life of an angry person. You get this build-up of emotion that just churns away inside of you, looking for a way to release itself, and sometimes it releases itself on people in your life that you would never want to release it on, and yet you find yourself shouting at them and just irritated. Its consequences are really devastating. And which would you prefer in your life, churning anger or God's peace? Well, one of the things that the Bible tells us, and these verses home right in on it, is that anger is contagious, and that one of the ways you can deal with anger is to avoid those who are constantly angry. Choose your friends wisely. As it says, do not associate with a man given to anger, or with a hot-tempered man, and certainly we could say man or woman. Or you will learn his ways and find a snare for yourself. You'll become like that too. Temper. It gets us in trouble all the time. And if you want to learn to control your temper, don't spend all your time with someone who is angry all the time. Words of wisdom from God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.